Hello?
Hi, I'm
Hello?
calling. Hi, I'm calling to speak with the person who handles the online listings for Blair's Farm Excavating.
This is he. This is Neil Myers.
Oh, hi, Neil. My name's Tara. I'm over at Local Slash. How are you today?
Good.
Good. Well, the reason for my call, we're a data service provider to Google and Bing. And
okay.
What prompted my call to you is we wanted to speak with you about listing you on the first page of Google for your services there using the keywords in the area. And
okay.
I'm sure that you've used Google before, right? Once or twice
yep.
in your... Okay, so you know when you do that search, you'll get the map of the local area. It'll pop up in the middle of the page?
Yep.
And then next to that map, there's a list of some of the locals that service within that area. And
okay.
as I'm sure you can imagine, there are pages of results in there. Like right now in your area, they see Staub Excavating or Van Dyne Excavating. Do you know those guys by any chance?
Yes.
Okay, so that's where we would be listing you, is right there alongside them. So now you'd be one of those local options when people search from there as well. Now,
okay.
the reason you're getting this call today is they had one of those first page positions open up in that area, so we're
okay.
assigned to that area today. All of the Google channel partners will be calling through to fill that open position there, and once that position fills there today, we can't accept any additional companies in from your territory, but
okay.
they have to be in your service area in order to see you. So if the 45169 is home base for you, how
yes.
far do you typically travel for the work?
So I guess it just depends on what type of work it is that they're looking for. So like, 40 to 50 miles is not out of our range to go. For like land clearing, but if you get into the septic installation and repair, that's per county. So we only do surrounding counties of Clinton County.
Okay, and then for the land clearing, it's about 40. Okay, so Dayton would be included, right, in that?
Oh, yeah, Dayton, Cincinnati, Columbus.
Oh, okay, great. Is it just you, or are you and a partner, or a crew?
Just me.
You.
I got three guys that work for me.
Okay. How long have you been operating as Blair's Farm Excavating?
Full-time for about 6 years, part-time for about 20.
Oh, okay. And then 6 years ago, it was 20. Okay, got it. And then I was looking for a website for you, Neil, and when I typed
yes.
the business name into the box, you know, it'll show me all the different places you've been listed online over the years. And
okay.
I see some directory listings, and then I think this is you, blairsfarmexcavating.com. Is that yours?
Yes.
Black
yep,
and blue
yep.
and white? Okay.
Yep,
okay,
yep.
perfect. And then for this position that we have available there today, it's just month-to-month pricing. There are no contracts or anything like that. And
okay.
based on everything so far, there are no negative reviews anywhere online. You're in the right area where the searches are being performed, so you meet all of the criteria that's required. And overall, you see value in all of this being listed there at that moment people are searching in your service
yep.
area? Okay, so what I'll do is pull up the pricing for that position that they have available there today,
okay.
and then that way if you decide that you want that spot, we can go from there. And the good news is you have that website already, so we don't have to buy the domain or build out the site, so it will bring the rate down a little bit for you. I'm just...
Okay.
messaging John, he's my regional manager for the area, to apply that rate for me. I will get you that pricing right now. And so, Neil, being that they have that area open for programming today, if we could make Google affordable, that's not a bad idea, right, to list yourself there as a local option?
Yeah.
Okay, let me grab that. Hang on here.
So is it showing you how many people are Googling the per se words or
yes,
job
it does.
That we would provide?
Yes, it does. It's called Google Analytics, actually.